Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton Thompson. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported more than 3,000 women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. Together, we'll break your past patterns and eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. We are diving into something that has been helping me. Oh my goodness, has it been helping me? Oh, it has been helping me get out of the to-do list cycle and really make sure that the things that I'm doing get me where I want to go. And I don't know if you can relate to this. I would imagine that a bunch of you can, but there have been seasons in my life where I feel like I'm spending a lot of the time doing the things that I feel like are related to my goal, but I'm not really making progress. And this isn't something that's isolated to one area. For example, in my work, I can feel like there's a million things to do on any given day, and I'm doing them, but it's not really moving the needle. Like, I'm almost treading water in business. And the same thing can happen with fitness and with health and with money. I'm doing these things and I'm spending the time and I'm spending the effort. But why kind of month after month after month do my results pretty much look the same? And so what we're going to talk about today is something that has helped me make sure that the time I spend in any area of my life generates the results that I want. And this comes from something that I heard, 6-7 months ago now. And it's this: having the life that you want is a side effect of becoming the type of person it takes to get it. Having the life you want is a side effect. It happens as a result of becoming the type of person it takes to get it. So it's not how to lose weight, how to save money, how to become financially free, how to build a business, but rather being financially free, having a successful business, being as healthy or as fit as you can possibly be. Those things happen as a side effect of becoming a specific type of person. For example, instead of, I need to do these things to make my marriage better, like we need to have date nights twice a month, what kind of person do I need to become to have the kind of marriage I want to have? Because you can have date nights twice a month. You can have date nights once a week. But that's not going to change things if you're still bickering day in and day out over dumb stuff that doesn't matter. If you're still fighting poorly, being unfair in your fights, cutting each other down, not being considerate. And yet, we tend to go through life trying to like check the boxes of these tasks that we feel we should do to get some certain outcome. But what's a lot more effective is identifying the kind of person you need to become that would have the result that you want. And then that result is a side effect. It happens as a result of becoming that type of person. So more than I'm trying to count carbs and I'm kind of on again, off again, what kind of person do I want to be with regards to food or with regards to how I take care of my body? And as I become that person, then the result is a side effect of that effort, because I have journaled my food and tried this and tried that and tried the next thing, and month after month and year after year, I'm kind of in the same position. But if I fundamentally step back and say, what kind of person would I have to be to consistently eat well, to really take great care of my body, to prioritize my fitness instead of saying things like, I don't have time because I've got work to do, or I'm too tired? What kind of person do I have to be? And then what can I do today to step in the direction of becoming that person? That's a very different pursuit than I need to write my food down, or I need to track my this or my that. What kind of person do I want to be as a business owner? What kind of person would I have to be to grow month over month in my business, to have my audience grow, to have my revenue grow? What kind of person would I have to be to do that? Versus, I have a to-do list today of 14 things and I feel like I work day in and day out, but I feel like my business is treading water. I was talking to somebody in my mastermind not long ago, and she was sharing that one of her primary goals in the mastermind is to develop a secondary income stream that she's had for a while, but she always feels like she doesn't have time to really make it grow because she works long, stressful days at her job. And I said, listen, first thing is you don't have to look for some big stretch of time. What you have to do is be committed to spending 15 minutes a day, 6 days a week, or something along those lines. However, where a lot of people are unsuccessful is they're not strategic about what they're going to do in that time. And so they're spending 15 minutes every day, 6 days a week, but their business isn't growing because they haven't considered what it's really going to take to get the result. They're just busy. And I think about this a lot in terms of working in the business versus working on the business, working in your health versus working on your health. And they're different things. You know, I can say, all right, this morning when I wake up, I need to respond to emails. I need to prepare a social media post. I need to record a podcast. And I can stay very busy doing those things. But the fact of the matter is, none of them are going to move my business forward. They're not. That requires more strategy. It requires working on the business and not in the business and the nitpicky little things. And that holds true in marriage, and it holds true in fitness, and it holds true in all these other things. We have to be a little bit more strategic, intentional, deliberate, and not just little task rabbits. And listen, if you feel like you're doing all the things right, but the results aren't there, then you're just not doing all the right things for you right now. Maybe they were the right things in a different season of your life. Maybe they're working really well for somebody else, but you have to be honest about what your results are telling you and adjust accordingly. Having what you want, creating that success, it happens as a result of becoming the type of person required to get that sort of thing. And your first thought might be, well, I'm not really sure. Start with the ideas that you have. Ask other people what ideas they have. Use the Primal Potential Facebook group, which is full of thousands and thousands of people who have really great thoughts, ideas, and experiences, to start brainstorming it. Because the fact of the matter is, I'm not an expert in marriage. I'm not. So when I ask myself, like, okay, who do I have to become in order to have the kind of marriage I want to have? I'm not certain. But I do have some ideas, and I do know things that wouldn't be a part of that, things that I wouldn't do, and that's enough of a starting point. Working to eliminate those behaviors is more powerful than any of those to-do list tasks like date night once a week. Same thing with something like nutrition or fitness. You know, I tell this story all the time, how when I was growing up, God bless my grandmother, she used to say... nothing tastes as good as thin feels. And it would drive me crazy because I was like, I mean, I know what cupcakes taste like, but I've never been thin, so I don't know what that feels like. So that's not a helpful thing for me to say, because that means nothing to me. And so when I think about, you know, the question of, well, who would I have to be in order to have the health that I want, the lifestyle that I want, the fitness that I want, my first thought and your first thought might initially be, I don't know. I certainly felt that way when I was over 350 pounds, but we do recognize things that aren't part of it. And you can start tackling that today, tomorrow, the next day. And that will probably get you better results than the checklist that you're trying to work your way through on any given day. Now, the second piece of this, in terms of getting results and not feeling like you're trying so hard and putting in so much effort, but month after month or week after week, you're not seeing results. The second part of that is what Trevor Cashy refers to as the intention intervention gap. The intention intervention gap. So let's break that down and really consider what that means. Your intention is, I want to lose weight. The intervention is not eating after dinner, following the golden rules of carbs and fat loss that I outline in episode 195, getting to the gym, getting enough sleep, supplementing for your microbiome, reducing inflammation by eliminating sugar and processed foods. Those are the interventions. The gap is basically anything and everything that keeps you from executing the intervention. So you really want to lose weight and you know the things that you should either be doing or not be doing to create the result that you want, to become that type of person. But what are the things that keep you from the intervention, that keep you from executing? And you might think, oh my God, there's a million things. Great. Know what they are and know that we only have to start it with one, and starting with one creates an improvement. We don't have to tackle them all at the same time. Maybe it's telling yourself that you just don't have time. You know, life's just too crazy right now. You don't have time. There's too much on your plate. You'll deal with it at some future point in time. Deal with that. Instead of continuing to try to white knuckle willpower it, follow a new plan every week, really work on that narrative, that barrier, that thing that's keeping you from execution, which is the perspective that I just don't have time. I'm too busy. I'm too overwhelmed. I can't deal with it right now. And that could be any number of things. That could be simple things like reducing the amount of time you spend watching TV, reducing the amount of time you spend on social media. Or it could be other things that are things that you add. For me, one of those was having some food delivered that's pre-cooked. It comes on Tuesdays. And this way I have cooked chicken and cooked steak and a couple of little, I usually get bulk things, but I've recently started getting this cauliflower rice broccoli chicken thing that I like right now. But that is one of those things that's the least time consuming thing that I could eat. So even if I were gonna order pizza, that would take longer, right? So maybe it's doing things that free up some of the time. And there's a million different ways you could go about that. Maybe you need to get some help in your house. When Roman was a few months younger, I said to my husband, we need to find a way for you to work 4 days a week instead of five. And that has all sorts of implications for him and his work and his income and a number of other things. But in our family, that made the most sense. And that created more time. We hired a babysitter who was coming for 8 hours a week, 4 hours twice a day. That's a way that I could overcome that I don't have time barrier. Another piece of it, though, is just perspective. What am I putting as a higher priority than my health? I noticed this, it's probably a couple months ago now, but I was recently telling the story to folks in my mastermind about how it was Roman's birthday weekend, and of course, there were a million things to do to get ready to host a party and this, that, and the other thing. And I had a doctor's appointment, which takes me out of the house for 7+ hours because of the amount of time the doctor's appointments take and how far away they are and all of that. And when I got home from the doctor's appointment, I was like, I don't have time to go to the gym today. And I paused and I asked myself, what am I going to do instead, right? And it was because I had to get journals out to the post office. It was because I had to make a cake for Roman. And in that moment, I said, I am saying that getting journals in the mail today is a greater priority than my health, fitness, and mental wellness. No, absolutely not. First of all, my husband can take them to the post office or they can wait a day. But if I'm the kind of person who puts a work task above my health and fitness, I am in big trouble and I refuse to be that person. I wouldn't say I don't have time to make Roman's cake. Why would I put a cake for a one-year-old that he's not going to remember at all and he's probably not even going to like or eat? Why would I consider being the kind of person who puts that above my fitness? Not only that, why am I pretending that all three of those things, and who knows if it was three or seven or whatever, can't get done in this day? And why is my health and my well-being being the thing I'm taking off the list? I'm not saying, well, I can't record a podcast. People are just going to have to wait a day. Why would my health come off the priority list first? That is not the kind of person that I can be and live the life I want to live, be the example to my kids that I want to be as healthy and as energetic and as vibrant as I want to be. It can't be that way. And maybe that's not your thing, but what you need to do is figure out what's in your intention intervention gap. So the intention, maybe it's to get up earlier in the morning. Maybe it's to eat cleaner. Maybe it's to develop another stream of income. The gap is what keeps you from executing consistently. Work on that thing. Work on the improvement there. Maybe for you it's temptation. And that temptation could be to watch TV. That temptation could be to sleep in. That temptation could be to eat a pint of ice cream. It could be all of the above. But instead of your checklist of things that you think you're going to do to get to your goal, start instead by working on that barrier. Work on that barrier. And maybe that means in the face of temptation, you make a 20% improvement to the choice. So instead of the pint of ice cream, you have 80% of the ice cream. Maybe it means that instead of trying to get up an hour earlier, you're trying to get up 10 minutes earlier. Maybe it means you're going to bed an hour earlier. Start to work on the improvement. It's not an all or nothing proposition. There are a million shades of gray that exist between the thing that you want to do or the thing that you don't want to do and its opposite. And that is what you can begin to work on. Really think about what is that intention intervention gap for me? What is keeping me from executing? And what would it look like if today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day I work on improving that response? I work on improving my response to that barrier. That I don't feel like it, I'm too tired, I'll start tomorrow, I don't have time, whatever it is for you. And again, there might be a million things. Start with just one. You don't have to rush. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast, right? So often, we spend decades, and I literally mean decades, trying so hard to get to a goal, to make an improvement, and the effort is there, but the results aren't. So you've got to change your strategy. And this can be one of the ways that you do that, because getting that result that you want, that happens as a result of becoming the kind of person it takes to get it. I'd love to hear what this means to you, what the work looks like for you, what resonated most for you, how you're going to apply this in your life. Let me know. DM me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton, or just head over to the Primal Potential Facebook group and let me know there. I'll chat with you soon. Make it a great day. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed it, make sure to take a few seconds to leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening. It not only supports the show in a huge way, but it also automatically enters you into our weekly product giveaway. For more tools, tips, and strategies on creating change, check out my first book, Chasing Cupcakes, and follow me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton. Remember, every choice is a chance, and I'll see you next time.